Welcome to the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, the weekly show for nomads, work campers, RVers, and entrepreneurs looking to earn a living or build a business while enjoying the RV lifestyle. This week's host is Jim Nelson. Let's settle in and enjoy the RV Entrepreneur Podcast brought to you by RV Life.
Hello again, I am Jim, and technically this is the RV Life Entrepreneur Podcast. So I am especially excited to introduce you to my guests for this episode. Today we're chatting with Dan and Patty Hunt, the hosts of our sister show, the RV Life Podcast. If you haven't yet tuned in, check it out at podcast.rvlife.com to explore all aspects of the RV lifestyle. Dan and Patty hit the road in 2019 after COVID turned their default life upside down. They launched the RV Life podcast in late 2022, and it quickly ranked in the top 10% of all podcasts worldwide. How did they do that? Keep listening to find out. But more than mere podcast hosts, this couple has been helping other entrepreneurs grow a business with authenticity for more than 15 years. We'll dive into what that means, discover the importance of knowing your why, and see how they are standing out from the crowd with their RV lifestyle content on the Exploring Through Our Lens channel. We'll even get some firsthand experience about the importance of resilience when presented with the technical challenges we often face working from the road. But first, a quick word from the sponsors who help make this show possible.
This episode is sponsored by Wholesale Warranties.
Protecting your RV investment means being ready for anything. An extended RV warranty from Wholesale Warranties is the best way to make sure that if an RV failure happens, you can afford to get back to enjoying the RV life as soon as possible. RV warranties are available for motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers, new and used, across the U.S. Visit WholesaleWarranties.com for a free personalized RV warranty quote today and hit the road with peace of mind tomorrow.
This episode is sponsored by RV Flex Repair. Don't let a damaged RV roof keep you from hitting the open road. RV Flex Repair by Zeolo is the perfect solution for RV owners who want to keep their vehicles in top condition. Our easy-to-use complete RV roofing system can be applied in just one coat and is compatible with other products for added flexibility. Plus, with a lifetime warranty and free shipping, you can have peace of mind knowing your RV roof will last as long as your own vehicle. Visit RVFlexRepair.com today and join the thousands of other satisfied RV owners who have already restored their roofs with RV Flex Repair.
Dan and Patty, welcome to the show. Where are you guys now?
Thank you so much, Jim, for having us. We are in Hershey, Pennsylvania, at the Hershey RV show. So that was really an exciting time. We did some seminars and met a lot of people.
And by the time listeners hear this, this will have passed, but we all know that plans change. Do you have anything, any current thoughts of what's next?
So our current thoughts are to go from Hershey to Albuquerque for the Balloon Fiesta. So, you know, that's the current thought right now, is to take 2.5 weeks and, you know, book it down there.
Like we say here, the plans are made in Jell-O, and our current plans include taking 2.5 weeks to get up to Alaska. So we both have some long drives ahead of us. But first, before we dive into everything going on here, I have two quick questions that I like to ask all my guests. And that is, first of all, when did you guys first start your RV life? Like, when did you first start RVing, and what does that look like now? How has it changed?
So the way that RV Life started, it was during COVID. Dan was working on a magic show in Las Vegas and got a call that theater would be closed down. It was Bally's Theater, would be closed down for at least a year. Dan called me up to his office and said, why don't we just sell everything and buy an RV and travel the country? And I literally laughed. I thought he was kidding. And when I looked at his face, he wasn't. And it took about 2 months of back and forth. And I said, okay, why not? So we've been on the road for a little over 2.5 years now.
Yeah. So that was like around 2019. And the story sounds familiar. It's similar to what Renee kind of presented to us long ago. But second question, real quick, What is an entrepreneur to you? What does it take to be an entrepreneur?
That's a big question, but let's do it quick. I believe it's creating our own lifestyle, making money, creating our own lifestyle. I was a teacher for 20 years and Dan was always in the entertainment industry. Being an entrepreneur is waking up when I want, going to sleep when I want. We work more hours now than we did when we did our quote unquote jobs, but we're loving what we're doing. And I think that's a big part of being an entrepreneur.
That is what it's all about. And we're going to go down that road. You guys host the RV Life podcast. You have a popular YouTube channel, Exploring Through Our Lens. We're going to talk about all that. But both of you have such great personality, and that comes through. I know your background is in, quote, entertainment, but I'm not exactly sure about like how or what facet. Let's start from the beginning. What did you guys do in your previous life?
In my five previous lives.
Right?
I started in the entertainment industry, believe it or not, when I was less than 6 months old. That's when I got my Screen Actors Guild card.
Wow.
I did a national commercial. My mother was one of Dean Martin's gold diggers. So she was in the industry. And that's how I kind of got into the industry. My mom would take me on auditions. I happened to get this one audition, and the rest is history. I just kind of stayed with it all the way through. As I grew up, I was a child actor. I was on an episode or two of Adam 12.
Right on. So was it primarily talent or production or?
As a young kid, I was talent. Yeah, I went the road of talent to stunt person to producer to teacher. And now back to both on the production side and the talent side with the RV Life podcast. We're doing very well with that podcast on the international basis.
Right. So as an entrepreneur, after hitting the road, so, you know, COVID obviously played a big part in your transition to the RV life, but I noticed a lot of people hitting the road after life shut down for all of us. But what made you decide to start a business at the same time? And what kind of challenges did you face, as if the transition alone wasn't challenging enough?
Right. And the transition was incredibly challenging. But Dan and I, having been entrepreneurs for several years, you know, our day off may be 2 hours and then we look at each other and we're back to quote unquote working. So I said, okay, what are we going to do on the road? Our mission, our goal was always to inspire people to fully live life. That was it. So how are we going to do that on the road? Because I didn't want to just be on the road and watch the sunsets. I had to be doing something. And in all honesty, we also needed to make money. Let's get real. We weren't independently wealthy when we got on the road. But we love talking to people, whether it's through the podcast, videos, seminars, speaking to people, get-togethers. That's our true love, is talking, teaching, inspiring others.
You said something there about how you've been helping entrepreneurs for over 15 years. And I noticed on the website that you taught others skills to grow a business with authenticity. And in a way, you're still doing that, showing others how to live and love an authentic RV life. But what did that look like prior? Did you consider yourself consultants or coaches, or how were you helping entrepreneurs?
I'm going to say mentor is the word I would use.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to a time where I got sick. I got very sick. I got West Nile virus. And if you go to our YouTube channel, we tell that story, how a little mosquito changed our life. So I get bit by a mosquito. Next thing I know, I'm in a hospital and everybody's treating me like I had the plague. So I was down for the count for, I'm going to say, 3 or 4 months. And during that time, I was sitting in a hospital bed, having a lot of time to think and research. And I came up with a lot of really wild ideas. One of them was I wanted to be a bail bondsman and go out and go after the high bounty type stuff. And Patty thought I was a nut.
Well, that was nuts. Let's get real.
I'd agree.
Okay.
Another thing was network marketing. And that was really something that I had done previous to meeting Patty. But then after this time where I really couldn't go back out and do a 12 to 15 hour day on a set after being in the hospital for 2 or 3 months. So we started down the road of network marketing and went in to work with a company called Wealth Generators at the time. And we moved up the ladders very, very quickly, being able to speak to large groups of people, mm-hmm. being able to train people on mindset, having a positive attitude all the time, as opposed to I can't. It's just as easy to say I can.
Yeah.
That's where actually the authenticity came in, because, you know, you get all these people, quote unquote, training you, telling you what to say. And when I just we just spoke from the heart, for me, the realization, you know, people would say you're authentic. That was a word I never thought of for myself. But, you know, talking to entrepreneurs and talking about being an entrepreneur, to me, that's the biggest, most important word is authenticity.
I agree.
You know, Jim, I'm going to embarrass Patty and tell a little story here. One of the first network marketing meetings that we ever went to, it was up in North New Jersey. And Patty sat through a presentation about your why. And she thought they were talking about the word why.
The letter. I thought they were talking about the letter. Yeah.
And it's funny because 5 years later, for that same company, she stood on stage for, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 people and gave a seminar on why your why is so important. The driving force behind what we do every single day when we get up. Patty did a whole presentation on that to thousands of people. And it was for me quite interesting to watch her 2 years earlier say, you know, these people are nuts. They're talking about the alphabet. And then 2 years later to see her standing on stage and talking about your why. Now, I will say that we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and Les Brown was on stage and he just rambles forever in 3 days. So I can't sit for that. So I got up and being a speaker myself, I just walked backstage. Bob Proctor was sitting in the wings. He's about to go next. He had just released a book and he and I started talking and I started talking about Patty and how she really wanted to be on stage and really wanted to be a speaker. And that's the road that, you know, her vision was that we were going to go down. Bob Proctor gave me a copy of one of his books, his latest book that he was promoting at the time. And he wrote on the cover of that book, "Patty, get up on stage now." And don't you know, when we got back to Philadelphia, we lived in Philadelphia at the time. We got back to Philadelphia. We walk into a meeting for this network marketing company. And the big gentleman, the guy that ran the whole area, walked up to her and said, "Patty, we'd like you to open the meeting tonight." And she's like, "Oh my God, are you kidding me?"
So surprise.
Putting that thought process, and we saw it firsthand, really, really close, putting that positive thought process in your mind and these positive affirmations in your mind really does make a difference. So we sat down and decided, as we were starting to build a team with this company, that we were going to do it. And the same thing with our YouTube channel. We do not do negative. You will never see a clickbait title or a clickbait thumbnail for us that just shows the negative. We do everything positive. If we do a campground review and we go into a campground and it's not 100%, we will
not
do. We'll find a way to do the review and we'll find the good side of.
And that said, we're honest, again, authentic, but we don't just take something to be negative, is I guess what you're saying.
Right.
You've said a couple things there that I want to put a pin in and come back to, because I actually do want to talk more about the why and the positivity. But you mentioned the YouTube channel. Let's talk about exploring through our lens. You know, with so many RV vloggers and influencers out there, what sets your channel apart? I mean, do you address a specific niche, or how do you not get lost with so many YouTubers out there sharing, RV tips?
Right.
Being a director in my previous life, my concept coming into this and the way I pitched it to Patty, I pitched it to Patty like, we'll go to all the national parks and we'll see them all. Well, as you probably know, as a YouTuber, we're not really allowed to shoot in a national park anymore.
Right.
They've taken that right away from us. So what we try to do is shoot in such a way that we bring the viewer along with us. It's not just us going out and doing things. It's that we bring the viewer along with us. So we're including you in our experience, whether it be the Turkey Hill Ice Cream Factory or just a campground somewhere. Yeah.
Right. I think, too, for us, that I realized very quickly that, you know, maybe makes us different, maybe not. Again, it was about being authentic. When we first started out, anybody that's a YouTuber knows you need consistency. So at least one video a week. Well, when you're traveling, especially in the beginning, and you go into an area and you want to see all these things, and there was always this rush and pressure of, but we've got to make a video. We quickly decided we wanted to slow down. Yes, we want to make a video. And yes, there have to be times that the camera gets put away. So for us, when we do something on video, if I walk into an area, like I'll say Savannah, Georgia, we just didn't feel it. We didn't feel the vibe for us. And we just chose not to do a video. So I feel like we do the things that we screw up. So we got the RV stuck in a hole. We burned out all four tires. So we do that from a place
on our tow car.
Yeah, on our tow car. Right, right. We do it from a place of educating, inspiring, and entertaining. So that's kind of, and I know a lot of YouTubers have that same thought and feeling in their videos.
What you just said there is a perfect segue into what I was thinking. And it's like, I notice on your website, when it comes to content creation, you say, it's not what we say, it's how we say it. Tell me more about that. Talk to me about like the importance of delivery and character rather than just, you know, the message.
And again, in telling a story, I was a teacher for 20 years. I did not speak in front of people. I literally hated speaking in front of people. So Dan, talking about me getting on stage, that was overcoming our fears. Like that was just not something I wanted to do. So for me, the idea of, again, it comes back to being authentic, being real. So on video, we just are really who we are. We do not script. We'll write bullet points so that, you know, we stay on task because Dan and I can find 10 or 20 other things to talk about. So we will write bullets. You know, we kind of know the gist of the topic, but we will go with the flow of what's coming. Dan, being a professional and a director producer, is really helpful because we could kind of see he could kind of plan out how the video should sort of look to engage the audience. And then I go with my heart and what I feel like our audience wants or needs to hear. So I think it's been a great combination between us.
And that does show. The one thing that comes through in your content is your unyielding spirit of resilience, as you say on your website. But tell me more about what that means to you. Can you talk about the importance of being strong and pliable and steadfast in while building your business on the road?
Well, yeah, and mindset. Because again, it was just within the last year that we literally burned up all of the tires on our Jeep, our tow car, because we did something wrong. And we could sit and beat ourselves up. We could kick ourselves in the butt, you know, but we took a minute. We said, oh my goodness, here's something else. It's going to cost us money. And then we move on. I'm not saying we cheer and say, yay, we have to replace four tires, but to say, you know what, stuff happens. You know, pull up your big boy pants and move on. And what could we learn from this? What could we give to others from this? And that is the education. And if I had a dollar for everybody that's messaged us, hey, you saved my tires, you saved me thousands of dollars, we'd have a lot of extra money because that's what means a lot to us. We help somebody else in what we did. And it all comes down to your mindset.
It does. And we have a very similar story where the first year out on the road, we burnt through all our brakes in the truck, pulling a trailer for the first time over the Rocky Mountains. So I definitely know how that feels. And it's a good segue into that why discussion, because you talked about mindset. And I understand the importance of knowing your why and having a purpose if you really want to succeed. But I wanted to tell a real quick short story myself and get your thoughts. Maybe you've heard this parable about the three bricklayers. They were asked what they were doing, and the first says, I'm laying bricks. And the second says, I'm constructing a church. And the third bricklayer says, I'm building the house of God. So the first one, he has a job. The second one, he has a career. But the third has a calling. What is your calling and how are you fulfilling that purpose?
And that's a great one. And I'll be honest, it's changed over time. So when Dan talked about being in the hospital and it was 12 years ago, it was a year of him not being able to work. So we were financially devastated because we learned we really didn't have any kind of great financial plan. Everything just fell apart. And I think in that year of everything falling apart, it's when I was able to build back up and realize what was it that was my purpose. So teaching was definitely a purpose for me. The system, the education system, did not work. I was trying to mentor my students and the education system wanted me to worry about testing. So I knew that my bigger purpose was to inspire people to fully live life. And that is something people hear all the time, but what's it really mean? To me, I was not living life fully. After that year with Dan and everything falling apart, my father passed during that time, my daughter's getting married, we can't afford the wedding. It's like, what am I waking up every day for? And, you know, that's where I discovered, you know, my purpose is to educate, inspire. I say entertain, that's more Dan's field, the entertaining part. And so that's, you know, like I said, it changes over time, but I definitely feel like we have a purpose to spread information to people, to help people. And we do that by showing what we're doing. And maybe not everybody's not going to just sell their house, sell their belongings and buy an RV, but do something every day that makes you happy.
Sure. The education and the inspiration and one of the best ways to do that and get through to people is through positivity and authenticity. I noticed you guys also mentioned that positivity is your compass. You follow that. I get that. But you also mentioned this approach has slowed in your growth. How so? I know the old adage, you know, if it bleeds, it leads and everything on social media is so negative now. But how has been being positive presented challenges to you in growing your reach?
I think that unfortunately in this world and having a background a little bit in TV local news, I saw how if it bleeds, it leads. If, you know, at one radio station I worked at, an all news station in Philadelphia, there was a memo on the board that said, if it snows in big capital letters, meaning make it big, you know, make people worry. And we chose very early on not to do that. We chose very early on to
stay with the positive.
Try and stay with the positive. And as a matter of fact, I was trying to look it up. There was a comment. We did a video a while back, and you talk about how that attitude can change things. We did a video called America the Beautiful Pass RV Life. It's a short that Patty and I did when I went. I couldn't wait to turn 62, was it? 60?
Yeah. Yep.
62, I think. And you get a lifetime pass for America the Beautiful for nothing money, $10 or something. So we went to Lake Mead on my birthday, and I went up to this guy and I was excited. I could have gone up and said, I would like an America the Beautiful pass. And he would have said, sure, sir, fill this out and we'll go. Well, I went up to him and said, I just turned 62. I've been waiting my entire life to get this pass. I am so excited. And he looked up at me and said, I'm sorry, sir, we've changed it to 65.
Oh, no.
Which was kind of funny, but
he was joking.
I then took that pass and went out in the water and was very excited about the way I explained this pass to people. Well, guess what? We got a comment on that video, and I'm kind of trying to look for it right now. I cannot find that comment. Patty maybe can find it and look at the comment. But the guy said, Dan, could you get any more excited about the America the Beautiful pass? But that's the point. It's unfortunately, we live in this society now where people are very numb to positivity, but they're very in tune with, you know, two accidents on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, three people killed, and the turnpike was closed for 7 hours. People right. get very in tune to that because that kind of does affect their life. And it's a hook a little bit.
Right. Well, so when we first started out, before we ever left in the RV, we were doing video in Las Vegas area. And during COVID, Las Vegas shut down. So, okay, but what is there to do even with shutdown? And Dan and I went and explored and we did these videos and we came back, making a long story short, there was somebody there that turned out to be a director or an executive at the CW, is a TV station. That's the CW in Las Vegas. And he connected us and they said, look, we want 4 TV shows. And we did them and they loved them. They wanted us to do more, but we were moving. And somebody came along, director or producer, I don't know the right word, from a TV station and said, look, we'd love for you guys to do sort of a traveling show. And they were really interested in us, but they wanted us to have fights, to be yelling at each other. Again, the negativity.
Conflict.
The constructed conflict, yeah.
Right, yeah. And created conflict. And we said no. And so we never heard back from them again. But that certainly would have launched our YouTube channel and our career, but we won't do that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, when they're offered a national TV series, would do anything to get that national TV series. But we had what we call our moral compass, or, you know, and I talk about on our website, our compass. Mm-hmm. And our compass is to spread positivity, to spread the yes instead of the no, to spread the positive and not the negative. And that's what we really kind of stay to, not only on our YouTube channel, but on our podcast as well. And you can see that that podcast has done very, very well. We've only been around for, you know, 6 months or so, and we're already in the top 10% of all podcasts in the world.
So I wanted to talk about that specifically, the RV Life podcast. I mean, your first episode was like November of 22, but the RV Life Network has been around a long time. So how did that relationship take shape? Who contacted who?
So we actually were in Albuquerque 2 years ago. We had been using RV Life at Pro, which is a suite of products. Dan literally bought it before I agreed to go RVing and was planning trips on TripWizard before I even agreed.
Positive thinking.
Yes, positive thinking.
Right.
Setting intention, I guess. So we're in Albuquerque and this October will be 2 years and we met Patrick Buchanan. His title has changed. He's now the head of like affiliate programs and I don't remember what his new title is, but we met him and we've really connected with him. He was authentic. He was just a great guy. And we said, hey, you know, we'd love to see what kind of, you know, what we could create together. What's possible here? And we started talking. And yes, we are affiliates with RV Life because we believe in the company and what they believe in and certainly the product. And then Dan and I had started talking about a podcast. And I said, you know, we're doing the YouTube channel. We're traveling. It takes a lot to create a podcast and do everything that needs to be done. I'm not sure if I'm ready for all of that. And, you know, 3 months, 6 months went by that we were talking about it. And one day we get on a call with Patrick and he says, hey, there's a podcast. Let's talk podcast. And it took about 2 or 3 months for us to work out the detail. And then, like you said, the end of November, the RV Life podcast was born. It was created. And we are so excited about it. So excited about the people that we meet and talk to. You know, again, that's what it's all about. How could we connect with people?
So tell me, how did you grow the show so quickly? I'm sure listeners would love to hear how you launched the RV Life podcast into the top 10% of all shows within the first 2 months. How'd you guys do it?
Well, you know, from my radio and television background, I know that audiences like formats. So I went into this with the thought process that I wanted to have a strong format that we followed all the time. Now, we have a 3-segment format. We have a 10-minute segment where it's just the open of the show, where Patty and I are just talking. We have a center segment, or the segment 2, which is about a half hour, and that's where we bring our guest in, of which, Jim, you have been a guest on the RV Life podcast, a great show that you guys did. And then we have our third segment, and that's kind of a recap of the show. We also have a question of the week. One of the things I learned very early on in radio is that the audience likes to be entertained or intermingled within the show. So we have what we call a question of the week.
Yes. And that question of the week then involves our listeners. But again, back to your question of growing the show, the partnership with RV Life really helped us grow our show. You know, you could have the best business, the best product, the best show, the best YouTube channel in the world, but if people don't know about it. So I think we have to contribute at least some of our growth, or, you know, whatever percentage of our growth, to RV Life and, you know, promoting it to their audience as well. Dan and I have also been asked to speak for RV Life. So again, the information gets out there. We just did a show in Hershey and we were speakers so that the podcast is out there. You know, of course, we have the t-shirts and the stickers and, you know, those kinds of things, but that definitely contributes to growing the show.
Regardless of how many people you're reaching with it, it's not going to grow and succeed unless the content is there. And like you guys, it comes back to the authenticity and the positivity, because people, everyone needs a little dose of positivity nowadays.
And I think it's contagious too. I, you know, that's just my personal thought on positivity. You know, when somebody says to me, "How you doing?" I said, "I am absolutely incredible." People will come back to me and say, "That is a great answer. I've never heard anything like that." And, you know, it's just a simple answer to a simple question that people get probably three or four times a day. "How you feeling today? How you doing today?" Well, my answer is always good. My answer is always a good answer.
You know, Dan, we have a lot in common. A couple of years ago, I started answering as fantastic. I have a client and friend, longtime friend, whose answer to everything, regardless of how much the shit was hitting the fan, he would just say fantastic. And he started a phrase called "Be Fantastic" with t-shirts, and I built him a website. So now when people say, "How you doing?" with that superficial, you know, "How you doing?" they don't really want to know. But when you reply saying "fantastic," I usually get a little grin, and that is contagious.
It really is contagious. And let me just add to that and say, you know, we were talking earlier about it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. If somebody asked me, "How are you feeling today?" and I said, "Oh, I'm pretty good." That's one thing. But if I turn back to them and I say, "Fantastic, I feel great," then guess what? It's a whole different feeling as to what is happening or what that person is receiving from you.
It's so true, and it is contagious. There's one other thing I do. A lot of people say, you know, when you're checking out a line or whatever, it's just another superficial, "Have a great day." And I love how you like to say, "Have a great rest of today and an even better day tomorrow." But when people tell me, "Have a great day," I tell them, "I promise." And I always get a snicker or a laugh or a grin of some sort. It's not the, like, you two kind of like superficial interaction. It's like, "Yeah, I promise I will have a great day." And you do that too. So it's good to spread that word of joy. And you guys are doing that. But back to the business side of this podcast. So I've come on as a new host of the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm quickly learning that managing a weekly podcast takes a lot of work. I'm really impressed with how you guys publish each episode on your website, along with some value-added content for readers. Do you guys automate any of this, or what tools are you using to simplify this process that you're doing so well?
So I'm going to answer that. So we automate in that Dan does all the SEO stuff that I'm not really clear on. So he'll give me keywords and things like that. But often the writing is just from me. We'll sometimes, you know, get help with an idea for the title. And like I said, SEO is stuff that people, you know, use out there all the time. And again, not my field, but we all know how certain keywords help people to search. But a lot of it is written by us. Dan does all of the video and podcast editing. He's doing all of the editing, which is the biggest undertaking. And I'm going to say most of the writing. And again, because I want it in the vein of who we are, what we believe, and the messaging we're trying to get out there.
there are also tools that the different platforms that put podcasts up, we use a platform called Buzzsprout. And the tools that they give you is they will analyze your entire transcript and then give you some suggestions for chapter markers and titles. They'll give you suggestions. Now, since they came out with that about 3 months ago, I don't know that we've ever really used their suggestions straight out.
Right.
But it kind of helps you get started. There are a lot of cool tools in the marketplace today that can help you be better at what you do. But that's the key word right there, is be better at what you do.
Well, you guys are clearly doing something right. Tell me, what work are you most proud of and where can listeners learn more?
So for me, I am really proud of the YouTube channel Exploring Through Our Lens. When we started out, we wanted to for people to explore with us if they couldn't get out, or to say, hey, I could go do that too. And it was very enlightening when my mother said, I can't go out and see these things anymore. She was ill, but to be there, I feel like I'm there with you in your videos. And, you know, that was just heartwarming that, you know, we can do that for her as well as other people.
And Dan?
I love our YouTube channel. I love what we're doing with our YouTube channel. But I am extremely proud of the RV Life podcast. We just kind of came out of the gates running fast and have kept running fast. Very grateful to RV Life. They have really been behind us and everything that I have suggested to them. The first question is, how much is that going to cost and how much are we going to get out of it? But at the same time, they always said yes. So I came out and in that first few weeks, I said, we really should put a press release out. And so I wrote them a press release. It's on the front of our website. And so we did that. And I think that really helped us jump out of the gates. But getting out to that RV Life audience, you know, a company like RV Life that touches and helps so many people in so many ways, it's really, really humble for Patty and I to be able to call ourselves the RV Life podcast and for them to be so supportive of everything that we are doing. Again, we try to stay very, very positive and have a positive spin on everything. You know, even if something goes wrong, I try to find the positive out of that. We're recording this podcast and there was a couple of miscues on the audio and video channels that we're doing, which happens with our viewers because we have different types of internet connections, no matter where we are. But, you know, from my point of view, it's not, oh my God, we didn't get it done. It's, oh my God, we got to practice what we were going to say. So I think that's great. Really, really a great way to look at things. And I wish more people would look at things that way.
It comes back to that resiliency and it shows the authenticity because the situation is the boss in these situations and you got to roll with those punches. So I agree that the RV Life team is incredible. I'm honored to be on board, but it's also the community behind the RV entrepreneur. And I encourage everyone listening to give us feedback on whether or not and what shape the future RV Entrepreneur Summit may take. So we have a survey seeking feedback at therventrepreneur.com/summit. And we want to know what you'd like to see going on when we all gather the next time. So thanks again to Dan and Patty. We hope to see you down the road.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm sure we will see you down the road, but not in Alaska. You can have that part of the country for me. We enjoy speaking with you and your incredible wife. And just love what you guys are doing. So thank you for coming on and filling in the RV Entrepreneur. And we really enjoyed having you on the RV Life podcast as well.
And thank you so much for being so positive. You have a great rest of today and a fantastic tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Dan and Patty as much as I did chatting with them. Their authenticity and positivity clearly shine through any challenges they may face on the road. For a good dose of positivity and to find out how they do it, check out their YouTube channel or visit exploringthroughourlens.com And don't miss another episode of the RV Life podcast at podcast.rvlife.com.